The most banned network in the world.
All right, I have never focused on something as intensely as I have since they released this 3 million plus Epstein files now 9 days ago. I have spent probably 8, 9, 10 hours a day, only sleeping about 2, 3 hours at night. And so we put out quite a bit of content on it from different angles, but nothing like I would have. People were asking today. Usually Alex does a bunch of videos on Saturday and Sunday. Where are they? I have been totally immersed. Well, I've stayed focused on some of the other big developments too, but I have just been basically doing nothing but working, which is fine. This is historic. In fact, I can't stop. Then when I actually get up here, though, in the last few hours and try to collate all this that I sent the crew, hundreds of documents, hundreds of emails, hundreds of videos, just that alone is quite the task. And then by tonight, I'll have more. And then tomorrow morning, I'll have more. And then also the zones being flooded with fake AI videos that you can instantly look at and see your AI. And then when I go, hey, that's fake, people are like, you're covering up. No, the bad guys want the fake stuff out there. They're the ones probably putting most of it out. Because those trails go nowhere. So that's what we're talking about here. So that said, I never saw Trump connected to any of the sex crimes. And that's still evident. Clearly, the Justice Department put out conflicting statements early on and said, we're going to get exposed it all and it's terrible. Thousands of videos, hundreds of kids, the perpetrators, a lot of powerful men, they're in trouble. And then Bondi 180'd. So that is a cover up by the DOJ. The question was, is Trump aware of this and is he doing it? Now there's a whole other separate area about the Democrats, 99% of this being them and all these leftist leaders in Europe resigning because it's coming out. Because that's Europeans, this is their big deal. So there's different quadrants to all of this. But regardless, there is a cover-up by the DOJ, and I can say unequivocally that, and if you look at the live show headline, let's put it up, what a headline to be writing. Of course, I talked about this decades ago from my sources, and my FBI sources that were very respected, like Ted Gunderson and others. But here it all is proven. And what's amazing is we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails that are Epstein talking to prominent people. And they're 100% clearly talking about things that I don't even want to have to say on air. That I don't even want to have to say on air because it's so horrible. I mean, when I'm reading this as an adult, I'm getting depressed. And I'm not somebody that gets depressed. I mean, I feel like I've lost part of my soul. Here's another thing. I have the context, the background. I know who the players are. I know what's real. I know what's not. You can look in the files and the FBI will say where it came from. You have a hotline where most of it's just crazy crap coming in. That flooded the zone with disinfo right up till the cutoff date, December 18th last year, just a month and a half ago. But the real FBI file stuff and the real emails, I mean, it is 100% killing and eating kids and adults. It is, and you thought the stuff was bad we had up throughout the week. But people are digging out now, and I go and I check that it's on the DOJ dump. I mean, I'm just like, God, these people are worse than I could even imagine. I mean, this is Hellraiser stuff.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Fortune tanto vorrà, si dirà chi può sorcellis, forzu amici vorrà, sutra chi prevedis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so for about 40 years, I've been studying the globalist in the New World Order system because it was so interesting and my family was studying it. And I've been on air 32 in April. And I have deep research into every angle of this. And I have to tell you that it has been exhausting and painful trying to digest all of this and check what's real and what's not. But I want to be 100% clear. When I expose things that aren't real, it is not to lessen how horrible this is. It is to make sure they don't have distractions from the meat and potatoes. And I'm noticing that leftists and right-wingers that are anti-Trump, because that's so popular, are focusing on the garbage, the fake stuff. So if you really want to get Trump, which I'm not, I don't want to do, but I'm at the point of just, it doesn't matter. I just want to stop this evil. That if you focus on the fake AI videos and all the rest of that I already reviewed some of them yesterday, there's countless ones out there. People want to believe that stuff's real. You can verify with a computer it's fake. You can look at the video composites they've used. It's from previous videos. We know the reality. And so what I'm getting at here is we have documents and bank records and emails that are confirmed to be Epstein's and major world leaders that are clearly talking about raping, killing, and eating children. And then when I read this information that just started coming out the last few days, I mean, some of the cannibalism and Satanism and rape came out before, came out in WikiLeaks, it's confirmed. But this is hundreds of times more of it. And then I remember studying the occult and really deep stuff into the Satanist that I'd forgotten about. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I mean, this is the worst stuff you can imagine, okay? Yeah, the stuff on screen right here is fake AI, so just so you know what it is. And it's famous Mar-a-Lago footage with him with adults, and you've all seen it, and these cut kids in. So this is the type of stuff they're doing, but moving on. And then I come out and say, that's AI. They're like, you're a pedo protector. It's like, no, it's confirmed AI, plus you can see the videos cut in there from decades ago, him at public events, they just cut in this other video with AI. But moving on from that, I already covered that for like 2 hours yesterday. And then hours exposing the real stuff. Today I'm getting into what's real. So, is there any Trump or his family or his associates in these 3 million files that is talking about raping children, eating children? No. But hold your horses. The DOJ with Todd Blanche coming out a few days ago and saying, there's no men abusing anybody, and that's why we're redacting all the names. And making aggressive faces at the reporter. He's a Democrat Party lawyer. Why the hell he's the DOJ head, I don't know. He's the real head. And just because he's attacked me viciously and come after me, that's not why I'm going after him. He's the one doing this. He's the one covering up. He's the one killing the investigations. We know that. Bondi literally is just a figurehead. So him coming out a few days ago and saying there's no abusers. That's what Bongino and Patel said 10 months ago, like during the headlights on Fox, where they're like, he killed himself. He was never a child molester. He acted alone, and there was only one shooter in Pennsylvania. You know, just the whole line. Remember, we had the Pam Bondi undercover and publicly saying, then, yeah, there's that, you know, hundreds of kids, and these are some famous people, and they're going to be in deep trouble. Horrible things. And she's like, oh, no, 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 that was child porn he had as a collection. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along. So people take short clips out of my show, and it's not about me being attacked. It's about congruency so people understand later so they can get what I'm really saying. When I break down all the angles of it in the history, they'll go, oh, look, he just said Trump's not guilty. Yeah, of raping kids. But after the fact, now, with Blanche and the rest of them, this is 100% a cover-up. Let's be clear about that. And now we know there's 3 million more files, Congress has confirmed, that are still going through the redaction process. This week, they're giving the Congress, who can demand it, so not giving them anything, access to all of the raw files. They have to go to the DOJ. They can be there 24 hours a day if they want. They have to go to the secure SCIF area, and then they can review anything they want for as long as they want. And you know the Democrats are going to run over there and try to find anything embarrassing they can, and the Republicans will just sit back and do nothing. So there's this big battle to exploit it and use it. For me, I'm just trying to cover every major angle so people can make their own decisions about this. But I was right when I said Trump wasn't involved 10 years ago when I said it. I was right when I said it a month ago in the actual crimes. But by extension, coming now and having his DOJ, because the buck stops with him, and he said he wants to move on too, by extension, he becomes an accessory after the fact. And we'll have to have discussions about what that means for the country and the world, and I'm praying about it. And you know, I'm getting out of the UN, getting out of the World Trade Organization, getting out of the carbon tax that will kill the carbon regimen that will kill 2 billion people. The major estimates are in the next decade. Securing the border, finding half the missing kids, 150,000 already. On. I mean, I love all that, so I don't want to see that hurt. And I've really liked Trump in many ways, but you've got all these powerful billionaires and people, most of them Democrats, and they're I don't know what they're threatening Trump with or what's going on, but we know it's Trump telling Blanche and Bonnie to do this, and they're more than happy to. And I said that back when the cover-up really became evident 10 months ago, and people got mad at me. I said, he's going the cover-up route, and this is really dangerous, and it's immoral. That said, most people are spending their time showing photos of him with his daughters. They've done it again, top of X. Look, he's with this little girl. Yeah, it's his daughter, walking a red carpet. And all of that hurts the bigger truth, and it hurts the children and victims and future victims if we don't stop this. And it distracts, because if we let the Democrats roll this out and just bring down Trump, and then they're still standing when they're the main culprits, maybe you can feel like you're moral and powerful and done a great job, and boy, you're holier than thou, but now they're in total control, and now the open child abuse, the open sexualization, the open pedophilia that they're engaged in, I'll get to later, is carte blanche. And that doesn't mean that we support what Trump's doing or even support him as a person anymore, but we support the Tulsi Gabbards they're targeting, the RFK Juniors, the good Republicans that are running, you know, the good people in our beachhead of the Republican Party. We don't just throw a populist fit and run off and join the Democrats that are Chi-Com globalist, you know, New World Order operatives with the Islamicists because, you know, there's, you know, ongoing corruption at the leadership of the Republican Party, because still compared to them, it's nothing. Doesn't mean we support it. We call it out, but we also don't go embrace the other thing. No, we brought Trump in. We got the changes. We got populist elected around the world. That's why the EU is coming after American populists. So we have to have that larger discussion about how this is being presented, how this is being put out. Now, let me move into the meat potatoes here. What an analogy. I didn't mean to use that. No pun intended, meat and potatoes, you mean little dead kids, tortured children. Truckloads and truckloads of barrels of sulfuric acid, the strongest acid in the world, and those barrels are what serial killers and governments use to dunk bodies in to totally dissolve them, or the bones, the teeth, the identifiers. You don't just go throw those, you know, maybe you get in a motorboat and, you know, at night and drive out 10 miles to some spot where, you know, sharks are at, and you throw the teeth and skulls over, but still those can float up, those can be found. No. Yeah, you can put cement shoes on somebody, but that's trouble. The way to do it is have the big tunnels he had under New York, under Paris, and under Little St. John's, now confirmed, where he had his, above was a satanic temple he had with the black magic carvings, demons on the walls. Below, of course, is where they would take the bones of the people they'd eaten and the people they'd organ harvested. It's a full-on operation, and they would put them in the acid. And that's all confirmed now, all of it. And so, yeah, this is what the government, even those not directly involved, think you can't handle. Well, guess what? Everybody's already learning about it now, Trump. And now, by extension, you and your administration and all you know-it-alls have connected yourselves to it. When I studied it and talked about it 30-plus years ago and knew that it was mainly a Democrat operation, there was some of the Republican Party that Republicans exposed in the 80s, the Franklin situation, and Larry King and the RNC, the black Larry King, not the CIA Larry King, not the one from CNN. So that's it. And that's where we stand. And we can have discussions about what you're going to do, what I'm going to do. I intend to open the phones up a lot in the near future, and maybe even do commercial-free 5-6-hour marathons and really just ask the listeners, because I'm not going to do what you say I should do. I want to know what you think, because I am just need to have a large discussion about this, like with your family, about what the hell. I mean, I am just because. But then they did release these files. And is Todd Blanche in them? Because from my sources, I don't think they're involved in this stuff. My FBI sources, I talked to Seraphim today, just say no, they are totally ignorant. So they don't know what all this means. And while they're just rubber stamping it. Well, we know, this is a great little piece of pizza. We'll have to share it. There's seven of us. It's glowing, it's warm, it's loving, and it really likes to have fun. This little piece of pizza is coming. And then, oh, that piece of pizza was the best. I need more. Now we have all the emails from him, and I told you this decades ago from sources, with all the surrogate mothers that he was having have babies that they would turn over at birth, or there'd be a surgery and they wouldn't know where the baby went. I remember in the satanic panic of the 80s, which was, of course, completely real, but the media said it wasn't. You'd hear about brood mothers that would, you know, live out in a farmhouse or whatever. Usually they were already girls brainwashed, raped, you know, 12, 13, 14. They'd keep them chained up. They'd get them pregnant, and then those are the babies they kill. And that's come out in FBI files. That's real. It's like, oh, it's a rumor that our ships were never attacked in the Gulf of Tonkin. No one knows where. No, the San Diego newspaper reported it. So when the ships came back 6 months later, they said we weren't attacked. Later it was declassified in 2004 that it was staged. Then they released the LBJ tapes. See, it becomes rumor and legend because you don't have the original document. No, there are satanic cults all over the place in all the world, including Latin America, Africa, here, you name it, that have girls and women that bring babies to term just to be sacrificed to Satan. Bukele exposed it all. As well down his country. They kicked down the doors of the leadership of MS-13, human sacrifice, pentagrams, devil worship, brood mothers. So this is raping children, drinking their blood, torturing them, eating them. Look, I'm gonna start getting to this here in a moment. But let me tell you something. Ted Gunderson told me this over dinner once. So when I saw this a few days ago, I thought that can't be real, and I went and checked it. Ted Gunderson said, he's sitting there, I think we're like at Luby's cafeteria. He's like, listen, he's telling me all this stuff there, and he goes, this was the FBI just rattling this off. He's like, what they like to do is starve the babies, including the toddlers, and not feed them for a couple days. And that's their favorite thing to do, so they can then perform fellatio on the men. And I'm sitting there, and I'm just like, and of course, they had famous cases where they said there weren't tunnels under buildings at schools with all this. They go find the tunnels and confirm it all, and, you know, all this stuff. And then I'm reading this, and he's talking to a top biological scientist, you know, university head, you know, top guy. And he's like, listen, I know you like to, you know, stick your penis in baby's mouths and have them suck it. Well, we found if we play the mother's voice, it sucks harder. I'm sorry to have to talk like that, folks. This is who these people are. And I'm sitting there when I heard that, I saw that pop up, and it took me a couple of days to process. And I was like, where did that? I was like, oh, Ted Gunderson said that. Except I guess they got a new tip. It's like, well, no, I guess the mothers are there, you know, breastfeeding them. They're part of it. A lot of them, they like it. The ones that like it get promoted, become stewardesses on the planes, everything else. You know, Epstein bought 10-year-old girls in Eastern Europe on record and flew them back. And then, you know, they were managers in his offices. I mean, I'm going to go to a John Bowen report, though. That's another angle that I'm going to go into all of this when we come back. Because remember, while we're looking at this, you got Bill Gates and the plan to release the pandemic and planning it with all the big companies going back 10, 15, 20 years with Epstein. But just remember, they don't just kill you by having a baby kidnapped and drinking its blood. They give you mass poison shots to raise your immune system, give you heart attacks and strokes. Even if you haven't taken the shot, the shedding, it's record level. I talked to cardiologists. They just say it's off the charts. We've heard about the statistics in here. Peter McCullough and others. And some I talked to, random one that's a listener. It's like a 500% increase. Kids, you name it. People aren't even taking the shots. They love murdering you. That's a ritual. Kill a kid. Have a heart attack. Sterilize. Give somebody cancer. That's how Satan win. So you have to understand that, you know, the 5G, the GMO, the transgenderism, well, they won't let us rape the kids outright in public. We'll just tell them it's trendy and cool to cut their breasts and penises off. And, oh, now they allow gay marriage. Now we'll have, you know, the gay men and adopt a kid. Oh, now we'll have foster people take it so we get a kid. Now, oh, Europe and the UK and Canada, now here, it's coming. Three men adopt a little girl. Polyamory. Next, they'll marry their dog. So are you starting to get this, okay? And I'm sorry, I haven't mentioned the worst stuff yet, okay? You think I want to tell you about them playing a recording of a mother's voice so the baby sucks harder? I mean, just, you know, only Satan could come up with that, right? The Bible says Satan invents new forms of evil. Here's John Bowen's report. We'll come back. We'll go to break. And then I'm just going to start going into this, folks. I mean, I have stacks this big of this stuff, okay? And this is verified stuff, okay? This is verified. So when you watch a fake AI or you share something that isn't real, you help these people. That's a smokescreen. We are exposing it, not covering it up. Remember, I'm one of the first to ever expose it on a large platform. Remember, I busted my ass to know what I'm talking about here. Doesn't mean I'm perfect, but you got somebody that knows what they're talking about as one of the best batting averages in history. Please share the live feed now. We're going to expose this evil and bring them down, but here's the report.
Now here we are. You know, we didn't simulate this. We didn't practice.
On behalf of our partners in the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
So both the health policies and economic policies, we find ourselves in uncharted territory.
It's become clear that people in this country and globally have been steamrolled. It is also clear that it has been coordinated globally. It is also clear that it has been integrated, not just over 6 months, not just over 2.5 years, but it has been planned over decades. The changes to legislation in this country were done so that they could control doctors and people. We know, and we knew, that this is all bullshit and that we've been had. But we are going to hound you down, the people that are guilty. We are going to hound you down and hold you accountable, and we will expose your global agenda.
Ever wonder how a full-spectrum pandemic response apparatus, vaccines, surveillance, grids, massive financing streams, and unaccountable governance seem to materialize overnight in 2020 as if it had been sitting on an Event 201 tabletop exercise waiting for the right crisis?
We have to put in place an infrastructure, not just here at home, but globally, that allows us to see it quickly, isolate it quickly, respond to it quickly, so that if and when a new strain of flu like the Spanish flu crops up, 5 years from now or a decade from now, we've made the investment.
The blueprint wasn't born in haste during COVID. Roots trace back much earlier, buried in documents from the now-released Jeffrey Epstein files. A 14-page J.P. Morgan Chase proposal known as Project Molecule, crafted in collaboration with the Gates Foundation, an outline of a permanent privately controlled transnational entity designed to govern biological interventions across sovereign borders. It proposed a self-perpetuating structure with offshore arms, donor anonymity, and billions funneled into vaccines and surveillance, all shielded from public oversight or electoral accountability. Thanks in large part to the research done by Syergy, we now know the proposed power players read like a globalist who's who. These were overlords steering nations, institutions, and capital flows. Now they were being positioned to oversee biology itself. No term limits, no FOIA, no voters to answer to. That same year, 2011, the CIA ran a fake hepatitis vaccination campaign to hunt bin Laden's DNA, an op that blew up trust in foreign health programs and got workers killed. Yet, here was J.P. Morgan and Gates proposing to bankroll foreign-funded biosurveillance in the exact same terrain, engineered by the same elite network Epstein was coaching behind the scenes.
But I can tell you that with the money I gave to help try to eradicate polio in Pakistan and India, instead of asking me whether that money was should be given to these children for vaccines, I think you might want to ask their mothers who received the vaccine, who know their child now won't get polio, and ask them if Epstein should have helped these people.
Project Molecule didn't plan the pandemics, but it did organize eugenics into an investable, governable asset class, all fused under private mandates with zero built-in checks against self-interest. The real question isn't what did they do with that power, it's what mechanism exists to stop them from abusing it today. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
By the way, we can disprove everything Epstein says. He goes, look how we saved everybody from polio. Turns out almost all polio in this country and around the world has been caused since they brought in the vaccines and DDT before that. Look it up. And it was, you know, there's AP. More polio cases now caused by vaccine than by wild virus. They think we are stupid. All right, I'm going to go to break. And we're going to come back and start showing you these official certified emails of Jeffrey Epstein, documents, you name it. And now we have women and girls reports that are in the FBI files from 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 5 years ago, that dovetailed reports they gave that are in his emails. So now you know those are credible witnesses. Then you can go off what they're saying and have even more information.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that. We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this, and then looking at how they're organically derived, and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Now look here, even to this very day I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello friends, welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Sups. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So while everyone's been talking about a Truth Social meme put out Friday that had a minute long video exposing election fraud in 2 seconds, as Obama and Big Mike as gorillas saying Trump's racist. Well, we're all angry about that and covering the truth of that it was an accident by the intern at Truth Social who posted 60 things that day. Well, we're all focused on that. We have a global so-called elite that literally are Satan-worshipping demons as their extracurricular activity. But then in all their official activities, poison shots, world government, wars, transgenderism, brainwashing our children, trying to destroy the West, defunding police, releasing violent criminals. All of it is about bringing down society. That's the Cloud and Piven plan. That's the Great Reset. That's the post-industrial world. That's what they're into. Of course, if you're hiding under a rock, let me just tell you, Trump does press conferences constantly. He didn't even know about the controversy. They said, hey, in this voter fraud video was put out on Truth Social, it showed them as guerrillas. And he said, I haven't seen it, but what are you talking about? That's a voter fraud video. And then an hour later on Air Force One, they go, sir, here it is. He goes, okay, that's a mistake, not my fault. Totally true. You can see the screen capture program at the end. It puts the code up. Somebody was screen capturing it, and another video rolled up, and they didn't turn it off for a second and a half. But why are we even spending time on that? Who cares? He shows whoever made it, a talented person, as the white people, as gorillas, too. It's that he's the king of the jungle, the Lion King. And Mondami's a hyena. But see, I just covered it. So let's start getting into this, okay? And when I posted reports and stuff about this, I noticed, I mean, when I post videos and reports about torturing and murdering children, the people's religion that is being holier than thou saying, I'm covering up, post things like this. Look, yeah, it's racist, Trump. This photo of him with an underage girl is said to be from Epstein's files. Did he rape her? He must be held accountable, or there must be clarification. Anyone could look and see that is a real photo. That's his daughter going to a gala, a movie premiere. But see, this is what the left's doing. They're flooding the zone with real things, but saying it's something else, or with AI. But barely any coverage by anybody, including the corporate media, including the left, right, all of them, of the types of things I was just mentioning that we're about to get to. Buying babies from women off the street. Getting women to get pregnant so they can harvest the baby. Just like I told you years ago, Epstein did over 15 years ago, and Peter Nygaard before he went to prison for it. Already covered that. I'm not going to get to it again. He admitted he paid women to have babies so they could abort them, so he could suck the blood out of them and put it into himself and other so-called elites. This is the real stuff. This is real. And that's why when Todd Blanch and Pam Bondi and Dan Bongino and Cash Patel, who went on Rogan and repeated it, said, trust me, bro, after all their shows and all their podcasts saying, you know, Satanism, pedophilia, which I don't need to just believe them. I know it's true. You know, back before they were even in any type of liberty movement, back before they were even out of college, I was covering this stuff. But now they tell us, oh, trust me, bro, there's nothing there. And you're a traitor if you talk about it. So you've got all this idiocy going on. And Todd Blanch did it again. He came out, what, Thursday, got mad at a reporter, and said, we're redacting all the names except the victims because they're innocent and there is no sex abuse. We would have investigated it. It's in Netflix documentaries with previous stuff that came out in court that came out like 6-7 years ago. We already knew it, but I mean, it's like in Netflix documentaries where he bought 9 and 10-year-old girls from their families in Eastern Europe and that they were still working for him when he died as adult women that would go out and procure the girls. You know, growing up, your parents would tell you, at least mine did, hey, pedophiles and child kidnappers will usually be driving a van and they'll usually have other little kids with them that'll say, hey, I got a puppy or I got toys. So if you're playing in the front yard or something and a van pulls up, my parents probably told me this 20 times. And there's a little kid, and they got like a puppy, or they said there's a toy. Don't get anywhere near the van. Because that stuff was going on then. Now, you know, I see parents out there, people tell them, hey, you need to tell your kids this. Oh, that's too scary. I'm not going to tell them. No, you better tell them. Because there's a massive number of kids, and still the same tactics. And that's exactly what Ted Gunderson exposed with the finders that was declassified, partially confirmed. The CIA with vans all over the country with little kids that were already sex slaves, they would use to lure kids into the vans. Then they'd take them back to the headquarters in D.C. for child porn, snuff films, you name it. And it got raided, by the way. And it hit the newspaper, but then the investigation got shut down. They had satellite uplinks for the snuff films, everything. And Gunderson told me a lot more. He'd been the head of the FBI and L.A. before he retired. He told me a lot in the Finders case that didn't get released till 5 years ago by the FBI. They released thousands of those files on X when it was still Twitter. Maybe it had just moved. Maybe he just bought it 4 years ago, but whatever. And I was like, wow, Gunnarsson said that. Gunnarsson said this. And he explained it all. And we have done it. We got to go find his speeches and his interviews with us and others. And just, we need to put out a big special, like 5-hour documentary. It's because it, and then show, he says it here in, you know, 1990, and here it is in 2026, exactly as he said. I mean, it is gut wrenching. Absolutely gut wrenching, ladies and gentlemen. And Gunnarsson was selected and almost looked at by Nixon as the FBI director, but he was too good. So the rest of it, when Hoover died, remember, but the bad faction didn't want Gunnarsson. I mean, that's how good he was. And by good, he apologized dying of bladder cancer from his hospital bed on the show. And then right after that, I got declassified that he ran COINTELPRO against Martin Luther King and others. Because he thought they were communists. I mean, he thought he was doing a good job, but he said it was wrong. I should have done it. But I mean, he was like not lightweight. That's what I'm saying. This is not a lightweight guy. And everything he said turned out to be true. So people say, you know, this person exposed the pedophiles. That person exposed the pedophiles. More than anybody, that's the guy. And when John DeCamp went public in Nebraska exposing and all the rest of it, brought down the Republican pedophile ring, that's the guy. That's the guy. Ted Gunnarsson right there. By the way, I know his son's a listener. We need to get him on. I think we're working on that. Great to have a dad like that, I got to tell you. He exposed the 14-year-old sex slaves they're bringing in the White House. Then that came out in the Washington Times front page. Gunnarsson. He ran around like Van Helsing exposing and fighting these people. Exposed nest of Satanists at military bases, just everything. It's wild. Wow. Anyways, I'm going to start going to this news. It's just, it is so crazy. I mean, and he explained by talking to former high-level cult members that got out of it that they were working for the CIA and groups above it out of Europe, and that the plan was to externalize the method and sexualize children and normalize their culture and finally just bring it all out and have it be accepted. And that's what all of this is you've been seeing. But we're countering it, and now it's blown up in their face. So their plan has failed. And that's really the good news at the end of the day, is they're not happy. This stuff's all coming out. And one way or another, the cover-up is starting to work. And this is only going to supercharge the destruction of the globalist power structure worldwide. And if Trump thinks he can play patty cake with these people, and, well, it's too dangerous for the economy, and it's old news, there's a lot of disinfo, plus the FBI won't do their job. So, yeah, let's move on. You just signed yourself on to oblivion when it comes to your legacy. And I know Trump's into his legacy. So I'm here just calling like it is and saying, you know, the Democrats are involved in 99% of it. So what are you doing? Do the right thing. There's still time to turn back. So let's go to Todd Blanche since I mentioned it. Just a few days ago saying there are no one to charge, no one to go after. No, I just got thousands of emails that is 100% talking about breeding children, harvesting children, where they even say children. They get lazy and just say children. Or, man, I want more of that beef jerky. Okay, I'm going to walk some up. They're going to land some on a boat. You know, with just 15-year-old girls, folks, they're bringing in. They're bringing in boats of the walnut sauce, you know, the brown Caribbean kids, black kids they've been grabbing different islands. And they're like, last night you served us cold jerky. I like it hot and live. These vampires are like, you brought me a dead body. I want it fresh. And I already got Nygaard on tape telling the black supermodels, you give me an abortion, it's very valuable. I don't have to take this juices into me. The women are like, ugh. And they're like, we're not going to do that. He goes, it's okay. You're too old. You're 30. I have 16-year-olds for that. Played the clip last week. The women are like, ugh. And he's in prison for that. draining babies of their blood and bone marrow. His babies. He'd get them pregnant because the genetics are his and stronger. He didn't know vampires actually eat their children? That's a new twist, huh? But that is perfect Satanism, isn't it? You know, the old kill their children. The old live off the future. It's kind of like the ultimate boomer thing, you know, idea. The inflation, the houses, their value, the system they set up. You know, I'm not saying the average boomer's that evil, but I'm saying it's a reflection of it. It's a real boomer spirit. The gods that eat their young. The ultimate selfishness in a foolish attempt at immortality when no one cheats death. So let's go to Blanche. Here it is.
Thank you. You said this is the end of the Epstein, of your review of the Epstein files. So just to clarify, is the public going to learn the identities of the men who abused the girls with the information that you're releasing? And if not, why not? And then I have a quick follow-up.
I mean, you just baked in an assumption into your question that I have never said and I don't know to be true. Is the public going to learn about men that abuse these girls? Like, what does that mean? I mean, I don't understand what that means.
Well, I mean, they're the men who abuse the young women through Epstein's...
We said in July, and it remains as true today as it was in July, if we had information, we meaning the Department of Justice, about men who abused women, we would prosecute them, right? We talked about the work that we're doing. That's why I said that. I said this earlier. There's this built-in assumption that somehow there's this hidden tranche of information of men that we know about that we're covering up or that we're choosing not to prosecute. That is not the case. I don't know whether there are men out there that abuse these women.
Now, remember what Blanche just said, because there's a new email out, and I called Kyle Servin to check the FBI code prefixes to make sure I was right. He said, no, you're right, where the FBI was ordered to cover up leaders, U.S. government leaders, that the way the document's written are implicated with victims. Well, they're public figures. If it's all innocent, release it. Unbelievable. That's coming up. So let's go to Asmund Gold. You can pull this up. It's on the Justice Department website. This is real. And it just starts here. Dealing with the beef jerky and how delicious it is. And so they've got to walk, you know, and walk up with the beef jerky. Let me walk with the beef jerky up to you. Here it is.
People going crazy think they found a code word for human meat? Wait, what? Hope you are feeling better. Did we analyze the jerky? Why didn't we get jerky this week? I also added more to the jerky and ginger lemongrass. Thank you so much. Super cool. Beef jerky, delicious. JoJo is here and we'll walk the jerky over to Jeffrey. We'll walk the jerky over to Jeffrey.
Why would jerky walk around?
Why would it do that? Delicious lunch, beef jerky. Steve and I are very grateful above all for your friendship. Some of these emails are so wholesome, aren't they? It's too bad they eat kids. A small insulated bag would be fine. I don't recommend checking it. No need for crazy amounts of ice. One should do. There is one bag of beef jerky in the fridge. Please get it. Also, Blank has more at her place. Please get it from her as well. I suppose it needs to be in a cold, insulated bag. Just wanted to touch base about jerky. J.E. said he was going to start eating regular food again, so he might be eating less jerky. He said he has 6 bags of it in a downstairs freezer. Why would you freeze jerky? Steve needs a 6 to 8 ounce portion of jerky. I gave you all the jerky we had, and it lasted only half the amount of time it was meant to. I felt like it was more important for you to have the jerky to eat during my time off. My plan is to make a batch before I leave for LSJ, and some of that will go to Steve, and the rest will go to you at LSJ when I arrive. Little St. James Island. That's what LSJ must mean. So logically, that means that they were doing this off of the island. Steve Hansen is sending jerky to your attention overnight. I believe it should be enough to get him through. Jeffrey Epstein is asking to bring him more jerky. I'm flying in on Friday. I will bring jerky. Is there a time I could come say hi and drop off the beef jerky? And that's from Jeffrey Epstein. Francis has time to come tomorrow. Show me how to make it. Jerky class anyone. He will bring you to taste his new jerky recipe from the restaurant. He sends a warm hello. He's working at a restaurant called guys, the restaurant's called Cannibal and Cooks. Wait for it. Beef jerky and steak. Can blank make some jerky? I think we should landscape all around the house to use the water if possible. If the main house is not enough. Are there any recorded images of Jeffrey Epstein with beef jerky at all? No, there are no recorded or publicly known images of Jeff Epstein with beef jerky. Who sends beef jerky to a lab for analysis? Wait, what? I was looking for the beef jerky.
Let's hit pause. It's in the FBI files that beef jerky means adrenochrome. It's not just eating children. It's their blood product and things that have been concentrated. That's why, oh, we got you 8 ounces to get you through. It's a drug. Got it? Also got Epstein buying six-month-old babies, having women come and have babies, the baby disappearing. I haven't gotten there yet. Top scientist, hey, I know you like to have babies suck on it. Well, I know you like to starve them so they suck harder. You get a lot better sucking if you just play the voice of their mother while they suck. And, oh, it's Club Cannibal. Thank you so much. And what's in the WikiLeaks and what's in the stuff came out last week? Cannibalism. And some people are like, yeah, I'm having nightmares. I'm seeing shadows. Don't invite me. Well, it's not for everybody. The other people at the party, the one piece of pizza, God, please let us come back. That was so great. And then in the Epstein connections that go to Podesta stuff in the WikiLeaks, they openly say Aleister Crowley rituals. And the 7, 9, and 11-year-old will be delivered, Mr. Podesta, to the hot tub for your entertainment. But nothing's going on here. Nothing's happening. The dead bodies buried at Zorro Ranch. We haven't even gotten into it yet, okay? Let's finish up with this report, then I'll get to more.
And I thought that maybe I left it on the beach, only to find a small plastic bag near my dog's bed. I'll email Francis to make us some more, as I need 6 to 8 ounces to send to the lab, and I'll forward to Francis the info to send to the lab directly.
Guys, I think something's going on.
What's this here? Apparently it's his last girlfriend who's active on Twitter right now. Check the mail. Names for hers again. Oh boy, oh boy. People are saying this is Jeffrey Epstein's last girlfriend. And this is the same name as inside of the files, and her name change hasn't occurred since 2017.
And now she's a big hero that came out just yesterday, said Epstein's innocent, it's all Trump. And he gave her $300 million. And of course, it just gets more interesting from there. So when you get into the adrenochrome, what they've got is containers, IV bags of tortured children's blood. So it releases the adrenaline and other things and the endorphins. But then obviously these rich people don't have a bunch of needles and labs themselves. So they haven't said, hey, oh God, yep, we're sending the beef jerky to your lab and, you know, Miami or New York or wherever you're at, and then list the lab, and please. And then people get this blood product, and they go, oh, it's from a lab, a longevity lab, you know, a youth lab or whatever. And then they can have them come and do it properly for themselves. So it's just the island's got an industry going, as it's mailing out all the delicious, what the Satanists would call it when they would drink the blood of tortured children in Graham Gwynne War, Black Magic books that are over 2,000 years old, their original sourcing, packaged the last 600 years in France, but it's quoted from the Arabic and the Egyptian and the Hebrew, and in it is called ambrosia. So the original name of adrenochrome is ambrosia. No one else seems to know that. I've said it before. No one has picked up on it, but now I'll tell you the name. But let's move on now and finish up. Here we go.
for the files released. After years of silence, the truth. Jeffrey was innocent.
Really? Like, he just a good boy? He didn't do nothing wrong?
Trapped by powerful people who silenced him. I was his last confidant, and I have the evidence that they're still hiding. I'm not suicidal, just in case. You'll know the whole truth soon. They sacrificed children to Lucifer. It's an entire cult. Jeffrey got involved in their operation for financial reasons and to obtain Combroprot, but never participated in the rituals. Oh, what is this here? I'll pull this one up and see it.
That's Russian for
black. That's crazy. Girl. She cooked in the brain? Maybe. She ate the brain? Yeah, maybe she did. Wire transfer request form. A 65-gallon... Guys, 655-gallon sulfuric acid with fuel and insurance charge? They are dissolving bodies.
I'll show you that email coming up. You're starting to figure out, folks, that you can go to my show in 1995, 1996, and you're hearing every bit of this. Because I got it from John DeCamp, who was in the CIA in the Phoenix Project in Vietnam. And he did that and followed his duty and all that stuff, but he said he wouldn't go as far as raping the kids and killing them. And they explained, raping the kids is just the gateway drug. It's murdering them. I had members of the UK Parliament in the last 6 months where they've caught them out of Ukraine flying babies who they rape for a few months. They call it using them up. And they harvest their organs. So I'm sorry to have to get into all this. By the way, I've hit like five of the hundreds I've got, so sorry. I'm just giving you some background here. Let's come back with another top scientist. We've seen the other head of Harvard, you know, science, all that, about how to transgender the kids to train them for the sex cult and train the public to accept, you know, genetic engineering and cloning and how they're going to launch a transgender revolution decades ago. Well, we have newer ones from just, you know, a few years ago with these top scientists, always evolutionary scientists, saying, I know you like to starve babies so they give you a better, you know what, when they, I mean, come on, play a tape of their mother talking, soothing them, and they'll suck much harder. I guess that's Jeffrey's thing. And I was told about this by Ted Gunderson. They starve babies, and then the men don't put a pacifier in their mouth. So when you look at the globalists on TV, just imagine who would come up with a thing that erases your immune system, gives you heart attacks and strokes, attacks your these people. And, of course, Bill Gates is all over it. They're all over it. They are literal demons of hell. And I knew they were bad. But I always thought, you know, maybe there was an exaggeration. This is just a little too much. No, it's worse than Ted Gunderson told me. I'm not saying he was exaggerating, just to, you know, his witnesses and people. You notice Kathy O'Brien, who's been confirmed, part of the records that she was in MKUltra have come out. I say, tell us about the Satanism. She goes, I don't want to. You know, I'm going to get her back on and say, look, now's the time. Tell them what they did. She was there when they killed dozens of children, including with world leaders. And the number's higher. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
But it's good to get it out there at the end of the day, just to know the devil exists. That's one of his biggest tricks, is he doesn't exist. No, he does. And this is spiritual. Here's Tim Burchett, a congressman, saying we need to just, anybody involved, no matter Republican, Democrat, needs to be executed. And I agree with him. Here it is.
Should there be an investigation or a special counsel investigation?
I don't know. I'm not an attorney. I just find them guilty and hang them publicly. I mean, I'm not, that's not over the top either. I'm ready. I'm over it. It disgusts me. I'm big on clarity and transparency, and you know, that's a good reason people don't trust government, either party.
But you don't believe what the Justice Department is saying?
I don't know. You know, I don't. I don't trust.
Yeah, so you got hardcore Trump allies saying this is too far. And me too. Todd Blanche, no men abuse anybody. There's nobody. We're not, you know, BS. I'm done. Now, that doesn't mean I jump over and support the Democrats and turn against Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. and don't support the good stuff administration. I just say, boy, too bad Trump went off the rails. Too bad he got, you know, whatever happened to him. Too bad something ate his brain. And boy, we're in trouble. We better get a new MAGA leader, you know, and we better defeat the Democrats, because they're the real people openly coming for our kids. They're the ones that are open pedophiles. Look at this. MAGA cult slayer. You know, oh, the Democrats are so happy. All misrepresenting, putting out fake videos on Trump, but using him and the DOJ helping cover this up to say we are the ones doing all this. And this man freaks out at an airport. They're saying this is the exact level of appropriate response that we should all have right now. Well, yeah, or like 30 million of us got killed by the shots. We should be mad about all of it. We should know who's mainly behind it. That's why it's a tragedy that Trump is committing political suicide right now. Here we go.
Because the FD files have been released. All y'all are acting. FD files have been released. And all y'all are acting normal. All y'all are acting normal. They can laugh. But y'all can Google it. They can laugh. But y'all can Google it. The Epstein files have been released, and all y'all are acting normal. All y'all are acting normal.
They're in the Constitution. They might not like that right now, man.
Airport is acting normal.
Everybody's calling.
No, you shut the
up. Oh, wait, don't say that.
What I'm reading, and everybody in this room can read, if you go to Google right now, everybody in this room can read, they are eating babies. They are trafficking children. And if you think,
and the way Google selectively puts all this out, it only shows you the twisted stuff where it blames Trump. But it doesn't matter, because Trump and the DOJ, the buck stops with him, have obviously engaged in at least a partial cover-up. So now, okay, fair game. You heard Congressman Tim Burchett, big Trump supporter, great patriot. He's like, yeah, I don't believe the DOJ. I'm done. So that's why MTG got off the Trump train. She's not running for Senate. She's not running for governor. She's out. She's a successful woman, self-made, grew up poor. Her own multi-million-dollar construction company. She was just like, had the conversations with Trump. He's like, I don't want to hurt my friends. Plus, you really can't prove it. It's old. And she's like, well, at least we got to put it out. And then all these people turned on her, you know, and got mad that she went and did kind of an apology tour. She knows if she doesn't do that, the Democrats are going to indict her when Trump's out of office. See, that's what's so dangerous about this, folks. Well, those of us that have stood up for Trump have sacrificed almost everything. That's why I needed him to succeed. He's getting so much good stuff done, but it doesn't matter. I will take no part in evil, especially his children.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Former Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene just put this out on X. Any docs talking about jerky and pizza, and FBI docs with President, Secretary of State, and any and all government officials and people profiting from government contracts, foreign countries Epstein was working for, names unredacted. No exceptions. That's what she's saying. Congressman Massey, tomorrow I will go to the DOJ to review the unredacted Epstein files. Which docs should I view? And she said, any docs with jerky or pizza. And even before Pizzagate 10 years ago, I explained the FBI training manuals and things to know the different symbols, the different things, what their code words are. Now, people confronted Dave Portnoy, a Barstool Sports, because he's always been obsessed with pizza. And he does pizza reviews. Pizza's one of my favorite foods. Trying to accuse him, and he blew up. Guys, come on. That guy's not involved in that. Roger Stone's opening a pizza restaurant in Palm Beach. You know what Roger talks about on the phone when you're talking about politics? You know what he sends me pictures of? Not of hot women or anything like that. He sends me pictures of spaghetti and meatballs he's cooking, and veal parmesan he's cooking, and pizzas. And every time I go visit him in Florida, he's like, let's do the podcast later. Let's go have pizza. And when we're eating pizza at his favorite Sicilian place, because he's Sicilian, his mom, it ain't about eating kids. It's about eating pizza. In fact, I couldn't help myself. I like to, you know, stay healthy, but I went to my favorite little Italian place today. In between work, while I still was working while I was there, just ducked in, got myself a little small Italian sausage with peppers, a little salad. It was delicious. And while I was doing it, I saw the Portnoy thing while I'm eating pizza, and I go, God, am I going to get burned in the steak? But you know, that shows how crazy this is. So I want to run through some more of this. Obviously, do this right, because it's, we need to cover this, but we also can't spend all our time on it. There's other big pieces happening. I'm going to have to do like some 4 or 5 hour commercial-free shows. I mean, I did like a 3 hour one yesterday, but I mainly hit this. Well, I hit like 5 topics, but I think half of it was this. I want to open the phones up and just bounce it off you. you know, these influence farmers always say, tell me what you think on their tweet. Because I've read the influence stuff to see what they're following. I just follow whatever I think's real. But it's like, ask people what they think so they feel like you care. No, when I ask you what you think, it's because it helps me to hear different ideas, see different things you post. I mean, I need that. I need that. I've been calling up family, been calling up FBI guys. I know they're good. Not just Seraphim today. We had like an hour-long conversation with me and Seraphim. I'm just like, I'm calling family up. I'm like, what do I do? I mean, this is just, because here's the deal. We know the Democrats and the European Union leftists, they're the ones all resigning right now. I'm like dozens of them in Europe. Crown princes and prime ministers. It's not getting really any attention, but it's the Epstein thing. And I tell you, this pedophile stuff and Satanism in Europe's even worse than it is here. There's been so many cases that get put under the rug, famous cases. I mean, they hit the news and disappear. I mean, the Trump's handling of this has been so horrible that the optics are it's him involved. And then by extension, he is now, not in the physical deed. He's not on Epstein Island drinking kids' blood. He's not shipping kids' blood to all these rich people. But by extension, he does this. And I'm like, well, by extension, I gave you benefit of the doubt for a while. But if I sit there and don't go hardcore on you that I'm involved, that ain't happening. My soul ain't for sale. So, no, sir. People ask, like, why have you supported Trump? We've gotten so much good done. We know he wasn't in there doing any of the crimes. I mean, they've done analysis. 2 billion people will die under the carbon regime, carbon tax system they had, the Paris Accord. That alone, I mean, my God. The border secure, half the kidnapped kids found, no more new kids coming across. I mean, it goes on and on. So I'm in a real paradox, and I've never had this before, where I'm like, this is so much better with Trump, but I'm sorry, Todd Blanche up there saying, there's no men abuse any girls, and we would, if we found any evidence, we'd go after it. And it's all over the damn place. I mean, reason I'm hesitating is I don't want to read more. It gets worse, okay? I mean, the stuff in here is Epstein with all these young women. Well, you bought my baby, or I came to Zorro and had it, but I never got to see it. And, you know, I fell asleep and a month and the baby's gone. Yeah, I mean, they cesarean them. Or other women, he just buys them off the street. He comes up to poor pregnant women at trailer parks. Oh, you got a newborn baby? I'll give you $500,000 right now. By the way, I'll pay you for more babies in the future. That's all in here. This is real stuff. And then you got his wife or his heir. We're not sure if he married her. They say that's sealed. $300 million conservatively to her and his real estate. And she's all, yeah, they're Satanists, but he was battling them and he was a good guy. Well, sweetheart, come on the show. Let's talk about it. You're in the emails as like the manager, you know, kind of like getting everybody their beef jerky and mailing the beef jerky out to the labs, you know, so. You're a happy little helper for Santa here. So no, I don't buy it. I don't buy it at all. So justice be done, may the heavens fall. I don't calculate about what it's going to do to me when I do the right thing. People are always like, Jones has secretly been supporting Trump because he's been paid off or protected. All I get is attacked because of Trump. And the Democrats are 9 million times more guilty. But now because this is so officially Trump wading into the swamp and bathing himself and baptizing in it, I'm like, well, I've reached my limit here. That said, I'm not going to spend 99% of my time bashing him because I'm going to say, okay, I've got a problem with you, but let's look at the Democrats. I want the Justice Department to prosecute everybody in here. So Clinton's willing to testify before Congress because he knows they're going to limit what's brought out. They're not going to ask him about adrenochrome. They're not going to ask him about one slice of pizza for seven people. They're not going to call Todd Blanche in and say, who are the names redacted here? Because I got something really big coming up that got General Flynn today. I'd already seen this, was already decided to do what I'm doing. And Flynn, I noticed right when I was driving to work also today, said, this is a Rubicon for me. The White House better explain this and better clear this up or I'm sayonara. And that's why they've done secret opposition research on him, according to him and his sources, and I believe it. It's on me, too. And on Kyle Seraphim. and others, they know this is going to get so bad that Flynn will go public and come out at a certain point if Trump goes wrong. And they know I will, too. That's why I'm kept at arm's length, and I want to be kept at arm's length. Blanche has tried to meet with me. Trump's tried to have me. You know, oh, why don't you come tomorrow? I'll come here. Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, sure, let me set that up. And that's what I was not sure in the last year. I was up there saying, I'm hoping, you know, Trump's way better. Let's see. But I'm like, yeah. I had four different reporters call me, including one that works here. They're like, yeah, the Blanche's people at Blanche reached out and would like to meet with you, and maybe we can fix your Justice Department problems. Oh, I bet you can. Yeah, by demoting and then getting rid of Ed Martin, the guy that you blocked from doing anything. I'm not stupid. That meeting's about getting compromised and nothing else. But I kept that back. I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to hold my powder till I can see the whites of their eyes. And I'm just looking at my watch going, man, I'm sure hoping you don't keep. Okay, well, I'm done. Ding, 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 ding. It's got the little egg timer over there. But I'm not going to sit there to prove myself that I'm holier than thou and spend all my time on Trump. Nope, Trump and his people are covering up for the Democrat devil worshippers of the kids. But we're going to make it about the devil worshippers of the kids. It'll be Trump's covering up for the devil worshippers of the kids. Bloop, 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 Democrat, Democrat, Democrat. I'm going to spend 90% of my time on them. Because they're the ones doing it, and they're the ones that as soon as he's out are going to come rushing in on America and all of us. And that's who we're really fighting. So I've explained it all to you. That's my analysis. I prayed about this. I've told you I've been really struggling with it. And I'm going apeshit. That's it. So there you go. Gloves are off. And all the scumbag left flooding pictures of Trump with his daughters saying it's kidnapped kids and fake AI with real videos of him at public events cutting in little girls. You are aiding and abetting the pedophiles, what they really did, by putting out a smokescreen for them, and you will face God for what you've done. And most of them are bot farms, so it's probably the Democrats putting it out. And anybody out there telling you that I'm in a cover-up or I'm involved, that's the bad guy. I was one of the first to ever expose this. I'm the one being sued into oblivion. I'm the one being attacked. I'm the one they're coming after. Because they know I will parse this and get down to the nitty-gritty. They know I'll go where the truth is. There's a lot of talk about revolution. The left wants that. We're having a cultural revolution to their communist cultural revolution. We're winning populism. Some people are like, we're ready to start shooting. Who's going to shoot? You're going to turn them into victims, you do that. Shoot them politically with the truth, nonviolently. Expose them with the real documents. That's it. Real Off Shows on X, because we go through it, only post the stuff that's vetted. And the Epstein Files, just the name of the Epstein Files, is also an excellent site. There's a bunch of them. We need to create a list of things that I've looked at that they're really doing their job. I mean, they might get something wrong here or there. I mean, none of us are perfect. But I mean, we need to create a list. In fact, I almost said this morning, of, you know, 10 or 15 places where it's vetted and it's researched and you can know it's real. Because, I mean, I spent so much time tracking down stuff and going to the DOJ website and it's not real. Or, you know, checking these AI videos and things. Because, again, people are so pissed they want to believe it all. But in the end, that's rabbit trails and will discredit what we're doing. We have to go to the real stuff, and we have real stuff out the arse. They know who these women are. Many of them, 14, 15, that got approached, brought to have babies at Zorro Ranch. Who were the men? Who were the people? We've talked to a lot of the folks that don't even know the other people. And they say it's the same people. We know. We know. So I don't want to hear this garbage about, well, there's nobody guilty, so, you know, there's no men abusing kids. We would have prosecuted them. That's the same thing. Hey, trust me, bro, on Joe Rogan's podcast, with Cash Patelger made a fool of himself on Fox News with Bongino. Going, bro, trust me, bro. No. There was no second shooter or help at Pennsylvania. And Epstein did kill himself, and he really wasn't a pedophile. And, you know, there was nothing happening there. And we know the whole story and who he worked for and who it went back to. And I know from the Franklin cover-up and Gunderson, Herbert Walker, George Herbert Walker Bush, and it was even in the news at the time, and the Finders and that whole operation. And they hired Epstein with Lex Wexner, and they brought him in, and he ran the airline that brought in the Somalis to Ohio And we, it's all come out. I mean, we know. And Trump was never involved in any of it. So I can say he's not involved. And still, we're hurt and we're worried about the bad DOJ he's got and what he's done to get rid of Ed Martin. But we still go, okay, he joined it as a whatever it is. But in the level of scale of evil, the Democrats are literally running the field here, making it all about Trump and not all the certified stuff they're doing. So that's the mind game. Let's just get it out of the way. Okay, Trump, you're letting your DOJ do this. Obviously, you're behind it. You said move on. We ain't moving on. Tony Montana said, no woman, no kids. Not just no, fuck no. Two things in this world a man has, and that's his word and his balls. And I ain't breaking either one of them for nobody. But I have actually sat back and prayed and said, God, this is going to save 2 billion people cutting off the carbon shutdown. Oh, my God, shutting down Kennedy, shutting down all the poison shots, the fluoride. Oh, my God, it's so, I mean, it's just at the border. They found half the missing kids. It's so good. It's like God's like, yeah. And what does your conscience tell you? It's still wrong to cover up for these people. And so it's like putting a tablet of cyanide in a 100-gallon thing of water. That tablet of cyanide, you can take that 100-gallon bottle of water, feed it to the whole school of 1,000 kids and kill every one of them. And 99.9% of the water was good, but you still killed the whole school. And that's it. So I'm sorry. With the Democrats, it's a solid container of nothing but cyanide. And with Trump, it's a giant container of water. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Put the cyanide tablets in. I'm like, don't drink it. Sorry. But we still back Kennedy, Gabbard, you know, ICE, the main mission, everything, because this is an administration. This is an idea. And that's what's crazy about Trump. All these great things he's doing on so many other fronts, but we know deliberately telling us to move on, deliberately saying don't look at this, having top lines to it, killing all this stuff, telling us, you know, it is, and it's like, and we know why, because the King of England's involved, not just his brother, and the whole thing. And half the elites you see on TV are into this stuff because that's the club. You didn't get in it unless you were into it. So Trump looks at it and says, this will bring down the economy and America will lose its standard in the world and it'll discredit us and we won't have the golden era. So they've cut off the new smuggling. They've cut off the new kids coming in. I know what he did. I told people that were in the meetings. I'll just stop right there. I told you right before we got reelected, I said, I've talked to people. One of them was Roger Stone. He's like, it's the CIA, Mossad, MI6, and the Saudis. Trump thinks it'll kill the whole economy to bring it out. It's not going to come out. That's what he told you. He said, just, you have an imagination. He goes, I don't agree with it. I think they're going to turn around and stab him in the back. Well, I think you're right. But he goes, he's not going to listen. So I already knew. Okay, I already knew. And I was like, don't do it. And then they turned around and set him up. So I'm just like, okay, well, it don't matter. Because from day one, I told you how the whole thing was going down. And I sat here and from a position of caring about the country and Trump and everybody else said, we really need you. We really need you to succeed. Don't let them give you this setup. Don't let them sabotage you. Don't do it. Don't do it. No. Oh, oh no. It's like in Caddyshack where they're looking through the bushes at this Judge Smells' nephew, Spalding, and they're betting on whether he's going to eat his booger or not. And they're like, oh, wait a minute. No. He's going to get it. He's going to, oh, no. And they lost, you know. I mean, it's like, Trump's like, oh, no, don't do it, Trump. No. And I'm just like, ah. But this isn't funny, like eating a booger. Because as soon as they get rid of him, as soon as they win those midterms, here comes the Justice Department to throw my ass in prison and come with all the transgenderism for your kids' genitals and all the open borders and all the human trafficking and everything else. And that's where I've been hoping he'd make the right move and pushing and doing everything I could as best I could and praying. And I'm getting physically sick over it. And I said, God, Trump's doing so much good. We've turned the tide on so many fronts. But I just can't sit here And then the lecturing of the leftist. Jones said Trump was good, but no, he'll be all over the news tomorrow when they're the ones that openly want to cut your kids up, that openly love pedophilia, their party, their leftist. It's like the devil himself laughing at us that we have consciences and that we don't do what they do. I don't want to hear anything from those people. In fact, I just pray to God this. I never do this. God, just bring justice on them. I don't even want to look at it. And their victory lap that Trump has handed them. Play the booger eating clip. I got to have something funny. I'm getting the serious stuff. Here it is. Oh, that's a really low version, too. Really low version. That's something you put. Spalding eats a booger, Caddyshack. Come on. Caddyshack's very stupid, but it's also very sophisticated. It's multi-layered. Lacey has a certain zest for life. Gambling's illegal at Bushwood. Yes. Oh yeah. The baby Ruth in the and it's like dun 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 dun. See, guys, I like to have fun too. That's why I'm all work, no play. I've been spending like 10 hours a day on top of my other work, just trying to get this right. And I know this stuff inside and out, and I just see all these ignorant people that have woken up, but they don't get it, and they're being manipulated. And I see Democrats running around celebrating, we got the pedos, Republicans are the pedos, and you're the open pedos, you damn sick freaks. So I'm going to dedicate a lot of time to showing all their open pedo stuff in the weeks to come, because I'm going to balance this out. I'll do what I got to about Trump, but I'm not going to buy into their chili and do this to the people. Now, this guy's really pissed. He comes off as really good. I think he's a nice man. I don't know who he is. And I get his sentiment. I think he's 99% correct. But just all the talk about how you're ready for violence, globalist violence is done covertly through systems and through lies and through propaganda. So what we need you to do is get fully engaged in culture and expose the enemy and pull your children out of the system and build our own communities and run for office, be in the system, out of the system, fight at every level. And also while you're mad at Trump, which I agree, this is really a last-ditch effort, Hail Mary, to get Trump back in line. So I think overall I agree with this guy's message. It's just that we need to temper a little bit the violence talk. Yeah, we understand you packed the gear to kill people, okay? I got it. But you are fighting publicly, sir. I'm not saying you're not doing it. But expend all your energy in information war, and then if you have to get violent, well, then we understand. Here it is.
I just watched an interview Trump did about this whole Epstein thing, and he said, quote, I think it's time for the country to move on to something else. No. No, bro. No. We brought you in to clean house. We brought you in to bring the noose back. We brought you in to clean the swamp. Enter whatever f***ing funny saying you want to say. We brought you in to handle No, we're not moving on. We've moved on from everything else. We're not moving on from this. Because it's black and white at this point in time. That some people need to hang. So one of two things is going to happen. You're either complicit with everybody and you wanted to move on because you got some big problems ahead of you. Or you're going to do the job that we brought you in to do, which is hang some people. You and Dana can do it in the front yard of the White House before or after the UFC event. We don't much give a fuck. However, if you don't start putting some people in nooses soon, and I mean like soon, it's going to pop off in this country, cuz. It's going to pop off in this country because there are a lot of people like me that just don't give a fuck anymore. You're taxing us to death. We're done. You understand that? There's a lot of people like me that love life. We love living. We love being alive. We love our children. We love our family. But at the end of the day, the route that we're going, we're already slaves. You think we want to let our kids be even more indentured servants to you in D.C.? And you can call me crazy. You can call me whatever the f*** you want. But I know well that there are millions upon millions upon millions that think exactly what I'm saying right now. They have no problem going out in a blaze of glory to ensure the next generation isn't the same way that we're by some of you scumbags. I brought you in, Trump, to do a job. You better start doing it.
See, what this guy doesn't know is you're dealing with a more advanced system now. That guy will be put in a globalist file. They'll do a computer AI map with him to do a false flag. They'll go kill him, blame him for a truck bomb at a Black Lives Matter event. I'm not saying they'll literally do that, but that's why you need to watch that type of talk. We'll be right back. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off. We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this, and then looking at how they're organically derived, and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Now look here, even to this very day I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello friends, welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO stuffs. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
Our medical-grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
If you want to understand my warning to the last fellow who's a good guy, Maybe we should find out who he is and get him on his guest and say his name in the video. Somebody probably re-uploaded from his site. We can find him. Watch the 1990s movie Arlington Road with Jeff Bridges. If you want to know how this really works. They'll find somebody that's got public statements about violence and things, and they'll set them up with an attack. Watch that movie, sir. Okay. I'm going to be hosting right through the next few hours because I haven't gotten to the big announcement that's intensifying by the Islamicists and the left in the U.S., in Canada, in Europe, in the U.K., in Australia, in New Zealand, that white people are indeed evil and bad. And it's the globalists that are pushing this to the universities and teaching everybody. And now we have Democrat congressman from Texas, Gene Wu, saying whites are the enemy, inherently bad. Everyone non-white must unify, overthrow the country, and deal with them. Now I'm going to dovetail that with just more recent statements. I mean, like the last day. I could play you hours of this. And it's meant to cow you into their political opposite, their political move. But it's run by the technocrats. This isn't to help brown people or yellow people or whatever. This is race-based politics. This is the left. But let's finish up with the latest on Epstein, because I've been kind of shying away because I don't like saying these things on air, okay? So the Epstein Files on X is an excellent clearinghouse. They've been doing a good job, you know, putting incredible real stuff up. I'm like, oh, good. I have to go check this in the Justice Department every time to see if it's real. But I've noticed they've already spot checked it all, and I double check. And I'm like, okay, I can not do that extra. But the stuff's so horrible. I go, let me go check myself. You know, okay, that's right. So I've double checked their stuff like 100 times. I'm kind of like, okay, they're doing the work. Let me go. More evidence of Epstein wanting to buy newborn babies. It's not evidence. There's hundreds of emails with dozens and dozens and dozens of women and other women, and then women in their FBI reports going back 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, saying, I was at Zorro Ranch, and they have you there, and they take your baby, or they cut it out of you. And then it's in the emails everywhere else. And then it's what Peter Nygaard was doing. So, again, go read this for yourself. And the woman's like, I sold you babies, but now you're not trying to give me money. And, you know, and he's like, well, I only told you I'd buy this, you know, buy, do this for the baby. This is all Jeffrey Epstein's emails, okay? And then again, we already covered this, you know, delivering the adrenochrome, the beef jerky. The Epstein Files keep getting weirder. On top of pizza and cheese, jerky beef shows up in spots that sound like code for human meat. Doesn't sound like it. It is. There's 1,700 mentions for dentist and full-on dental chair room. That's just one of them. He's got stuff way worse than that. And now let's look at this, okay? This is Mark Tramo, neurologist. Mark Jude Tramo, MD, PhD, is director of the Institute for Music and Brain Studies, a founding member of the executive board, co-director of the University of California, multi-campus research initiative, advocate, clinical professor of neurology at mind control, folks, at David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA, an adjunct professor, on and on and on. Now, let's look at this guy. Mark Tramo, neurologist, sends a message. Here's my closer printout. Cut here somewhere. Here it is. Here's one of them. And there's lots of this talk about babies sucking on things. Okay? Now, again, Gunderson, one of the many horrid things he told me that have all come out. This is like one of the final said, if you just tuned in, that they like to starve a baby and then have it perform fellatios. It desperately tries not to starve to death by a man putting his erect penis in its mouth. Sorry, just telling you. Here he is talking to Jeffrey Epstein. Hi, G. Thanks for sending Richard Johnson my way. I trust the kind words I shared with him are acceptable to you. If not, please let me know ASAP. I'm on the road. My cell is blacked out. A-OK. Then I hope you realize this recognition for all you do for so many of us, in my opinion, delivering goodies to the mail. Adrenochrome, overdue and well-deserved. Cheers, Mark. P.S. was just reading today that newborns will suck on a pacifier more vigorously if it triggers playback of a recording of her mother's voice than another woman's voice. Have you read David Brooks' Social Animal? It was number one New York Times. I mean, folks, and then you've got all the other references to starving babies that came out last week. I mean, just wow, folks. And again, he's talking to another neuroscientist, but the former head of the Harvard operation about, we're going to turn all the kids trans, like, you know, over a decade ago. And then let's play this clip. I don't know if I gave you the number, sorry. I remember about a year ago, Roseanne Barr, who comes off as wild and crazy because she's covering wild and crazy things, and she has all these Hollywood contacts. She's been told, and she covers all the stuff we cover, and she's interviewed, you know, the MKUltra victims that are confirmed, like Kathy O'Brien and others. And she's like, listen, they're eating babies. They're drinking their blood. And, of course, she all got attacked for that, and Tucker Carlson did less than a year ago. But how does that sound now? Let's go to that clip.
It's going to be the emperor went to Epstein Island and ate people. And you know they do that. You know they eat babies. That is not bullshit. And everybody still thinks I'm crazy, but I'm not crazy. They are full-on vampires. They love the taste of human flesh, and they drink human blood. They do, Tucker. Stop staring at me like that.
You're freaking me out, man. Because they spent your life in the entertainment business, so I think you have some authority on this.
So many kids that I was in mental institutions with over the years, they are all from those cults, and they've covered it all up.
Now, there's something else going on here. I noticed Mongino did it. I've got the club. But I saw like a 5 minute. I wanted it in context, so I looked around for it and watched like 20 minutes. It gave me a headache. He's like, I'm going to battle you anti-Semites. I'm taking you down. This Epstein stuff's all anti-Semitic. How dare you say all this stuff? And, yeah, there's some Jew bashers that are in there doing it. But it's a cover for this. Still, Tucker, this blood drinking and Satanism, yeah, there's some Jews involved, but I don't really know anybody credible saying it's just a Jewish thing or predominantly a Jewish thing. Historically and culture, we know it goes on everywhere. But they're then attacking Tucker and others saying, oh, you're making it about Jews. Roseanne Barr's Jewish. But they inject that. Oh, when you see this stuff, it's about Jews. So somebody's putting out all these fake AI videos of Trump raping kids. The little girl's bleeding, and then he points at her, and it's like, wait, that's a famous event he was at. They cut that video in. Again, that obscures what's really going on here. And Bongino, talking about during the headlines, he looks like somebody has a gun to his head now. I actually feel sorry for him. So there's a bunch more of these, just cannibal after cannibal after cannibal. I mean, look at this to Epstein, and they blacked out the names. I don't want to be too demanding, but the last time the food was cold. Can you please make sure the food is hot? Cold pizza, and you look at the cuts, dead kids, and cold pasta are disgusting. Do you still want us for lunch? Woody said that you should write back Woody, meaning that you just want Woody for lunch today. Just so you know, that won't go over too well. And all they talk about is the lunch and the deliciousness and oh, they got to have it again. And now there's one piece of pizza for seven people, but oh, it's so sweet. And then they make jokes about it. Jeffrey's becoming the new Mother Teresa, feeding hungry children. It's a joke, feeding hungry children to people. Feeding hungry children and taking care of the poor. If this happens, I will get very scared and end of the world is soon. That's to Jeffrey Epstein from Boris Nikolic. Now here's President Bukele in El Salvador that was taken over by the CIA and Bill Clinton and MS-13, trained like 10,000 of them, declassified partially, in L.A. to send them back and take it over as a drug base. And he went in, and he talked about prayer to another video I had. I think I forgot to send it to you. Maybe I had it yesterday. About how he thought there'd be huge casualties taking out, you know, this 100,000 guys that were murderers, killers, you know, admitted, you know, that they're into it. And he's put the videos out. I've shown them where they raid the main headquarters, and it's like black pentagrams, dead bodies, videos of kids being murdered and killed. You had a bunch of MS-13 inductions, or what's the term you use for it? Rites of passage initiations, where, you know, MS-13 grabbed a 10-year-old girl off the school bus and took her and tortured her for 3 days and raped her for Satan and then drank her blood. This is what they do, folks. And he literally took out the satanic network. And just 30 years ago, the Mexican gangs, because I've studied it and I've covered it that long, no women, no kids, like Tony Montana says. Then they started worshiping the Grim Reaper. Then they got into devil worshiping, and then the devil worshiper groups take over. Now it's almost all devil worshipers. It's an operating system. If you're out murdering and killing and destroying, of course you're going to have a religion of this. So the scale of torturing kids, drinking their blood, that's terrible and horrible. But like Stalin said, one man dies is a tragedy, 10,000 die is a statistic. They scale it up with the poison shots, everything else. That's the real killing. The transgender surgeries, all of it killing their fertility. So here's the president of El Salvador explaining, and you can research this and see endless videos they put out on TV. And that's how he's got 90%+ support. And now the crime is the lowest basically in the world, and everybody's investing there, and it's totally safe. And I've been invited to move down there. I'll probably, if the Democrats get back in, I'm probably going to escape, go down and be there. Been invited repeatedly by the president. I just haven't been able to leave because got the enemy hovering over, hover us. But I mean, this is how serious this is, folks. This is how real this is. Let's go to the president. Here it is.
Many people don't know that our enemy was not just the flesh and blood, but spiritual as well. The gangs didn't just murder, rape, extort. They also worship Satan. Straight up, literally. When we went to their homes to arrest them, we discovered altars they've been using for satanic rituals. This is well documented. We put up the pictures, the videos right away. But for some reason, the global mainstream media didn't think it was worth it to cover it. But we know gangs in El Salvador were satanic, and they worship Satan, and some of those gangs are here in the United States.
All right. But here's Todd Blanche last week saying, and he's so pathetic, like, look at the reporter. Oh, you got proof? What is it? Oh, well, if we knew about any abuse, we'd be dealing with it. There's nothing. Same story we heard 10, 11 months ago from Bongino. And people know I'm not an infighter. But if Bongino's not on our team, it's not infighting, it's fighting the enemy. He thinks he'll sit up there with that New York tough guy thing and beat us over the head, and you're all the traitors, I'm the real guy, I'm the patriot. You never served, you never done anything, I never served. Served in what, the FBI? Covering stuff up? I served the real trenches, launching the entire movement that Trump sailed in on. We got a lot of good done. I don't apologize for that. But the minute Trump clearly starts siding with evil, even though it's much smaller than Democrats, it doesn't matter. That's how it works. I didn't jump ship. You jump ship. Here's Todd Blanche.
Thank you. You said this is the end of the Epstein, of your review of the Epstein files. So, just to clarify, is the public going to learn the identities of the men who abused the girls with the information that you're releasing? And if not, why not? And then I have a quick follow-up.
I mean, you just baked in an assumption into your question that I have never said and I don't know to be true. Is the public going to learn about men that abused these girls? Like, what does that mean? I mean, I don't understand what that means.
Well, I mean, men who abused the young women through Epstein's.
We said in July, and it remains as true today as it was in July. If we had information, we meaning the Department of Justice, about men who abused women, we would prosecute them, right? We talked about the work that we're doing. That's why I said that. I said this earlier. There's this built-in assumption that somehow there's this hidden tranche of information of men that we know about that we're covering up or that we're choosing not to prosecute. That is not the case. I don't know whether there are men out there that abuse these women.
You know, we'll do it next hour because it'll take the crew a few minutes to find it. There's four Bondi statements. Twice on Fox News, when she's like, yeah, there's hundreds of victims and major leaders. They're all going to jail. I've seen it. Then it's her undercover going, oh, my God, hundreds of kids. You won't believe the guy's doing it. It's terrible. They're raping kids. It's so horrible. And then Project Veritas, well, it's not Veritas now, OMG puts that out. And then a few days later, she does a press conference. And this is an aside. Says, yeah, it's hundreds of kids being raped, and we're going to release it. Then she comes out a month later or whatever and says, no, it was just child porn collection he had. Oh, really? Buying babies from people and burying women and all this stuff. Come on. So we need to take that Todd Blanche clip and have him say that and then cut to Bondi. Oh yeah, we've seen it. We know the men. They're going to get it. Yeah. Hundreds of victims. And then, oh no, nothing to see. I mean, just like, don't insult our intelligence. I wasn't even telling Trump how to cover it up 10 months ago when this started. I just said, if you're going to do this, guys, shut up. It's just a point to the listeners. I mean, it's just like, wow. And Trump's like, no. Epstein was bad. Yes, we'll look at it. We'll bring it out. And now Congress is going to be given access, which they have right to the unredacted names. They can go into there and look at it as much as they want. Good. That'll all be cherry-picked. And it'll be the cherry-picked stuff where Trump didn't do anything when it comes to actual crimes. Except of what's happening now, that I do think is a crime against humanity. And the left will clip that out 2 seconds long and take it out of context. You guys are 5 trillion times more guilty. You're the ones targeting our kids. You're the scum. You're the devil's tip of the spear. And Trump is shining you. So all you leftist influencers and CNN, MSNBC, and all you celebrating Young Turks, spinning this on Republicans, Trump is just with a velvet glove polishing the spear. He's polishing you. That's why I'm mad at him. You are the spear. You're the spear they stick in the kids and destroy them. You. So my vitriol is for you. And again, when you notice people's energy and it's all about Trump, nope, say, oh, yep, Trump going sideways, wrong, boom, here's the documents. Bondi, Blanche, tell us about the walnut sauce. Tell us about one piece of pizza for 7 people. Tell us about 7, 9, and 11 will entertain you well in the hot tub, Mr. Podesta. Tell us about the beef jerky. Tell us about delivering the medical deliverance of the meat jerky. Beef jerky all over the world to rich people, begging for it. I need more of that. Injecting the blood of tortured children. The Queen of England and her mother lived off kids' blood, but it was 12 years old. They passed a law and they agreed to it. And, you know, the kids get money for college, $5,000 per, you know, IV bag. Okay. But no, this is a little different. And I refuse to be part of it. So here we are. But just remember every time the bots and the holier than thou, Trump, he deserves it. Spend 10% of your time saying, too bad Trump sold out. And he's still got a lot of great agenda we should support, but on this he did. But spend your time on Larry Summers. Spend your time on Richard Branson. Spend your time on all these Harvard people. Spend your time on the ones on the list saying, please give me more goodies. And then ask yourself, let's throw the HD of this up. I saw this morning as people ferret through it. It's the FBI directives. I called FBI agents, 2 of them, to check this to make sure I was reading it right. They say, no, it shows the office, the investigation, where it was, New York. And they're saying in this, put the HD up for people. They're saying in this is going on last year. They said, yeah, we're going to redact. Scroll down to the blue, please. They say, this is the big deal here. Some photos depict victims, unknown identified females and males, former U.S. presidents, Secretary of State, and other celebrities. And that's what they're blacking out. And I talk to FBI guys, and they go, former FBI, and they go, well, yeah, that's why they're all pooling it together, but you should be redacting presidents and leaders anyways because they're not involved in anything wrong, right? They're public figures. Do not redact them. So you know right there it's wrong. Who is in that? So Todd Blanche says there's no evidence of anybody involved, but here he is saying all these guys, including connected to stuff of abuse of people, take it out. And if it comes out as Trump, I'll be all over it. It's not. You think Trump? A, I don't think Trump's into that stuff. B, you think Trump's going to let people get control of him like that? It's the opposite. Just like the hookers pissing on him. That was all fake. That's admitted fake. That's not in defense of Trump. It's just the truth. I analyze stuff. No, he did this because he wants to turn America around. It's all about the $20 trillion he got invested. The economy is starting to turn around. It's working. And he's like, if it comes out that half our leadership are devil worshipers that literally murder children, the whole world's going to turn against us and it's over for us. And Babylon will fall in 1 hour, as Revelation says. Well, justice be done, may the heavens fall. You know, this country's gotten so satanic. There's all these lazy, spoiled, demonic people everywhere. Here's my thing. I prayed about this for hours and hours last week. And God told me, put it out. Go straight at them. Take the gloves off. You let me worry about what happens. Stop worrying. Bring it out. So I'm on warpath now. I've been on warpath. But it's clobbered time, to quote Ben Grimm. But before the Democrats sit there and have an orgasm, I'm coming after you. Oh, I'm going to, the proviso, yep, Trump joined you. Now you're going to get it. You are the pedophiles. You are the ones targeting kids. You're the ones that are publicly doing it. And you think we're so stupid, we don't know that. So, and I've watched them. They want to make it all about Trump. And he bought into their bullshit. Maybe he turns it around. Maybe he 180s at this point. But I'm not going to sit here and hope for that anymore. So you want to declare war on me, Bongino? Do it, buddy. All of you, come on. It's not that I'm that tough, but God's behind me. And if God wants me to die tomorrow, if God wants me to be taken off the air tomorrow, that's God's will. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to, buddy. I don't sit around and think about the consequences to me. I sit around and think about what is the right thing to do. And I believed overall with all the great things Trump did that I was just hoping that we were going to get it right and come on and doing everything I could publicly about these. And I'm sorry. At the end of the day, my integrity, my soul, he crossed the line here with Todd Blanche and them and all, and then, and this. And notice you don't hear any liberals. It's all about Trump's cover up. It's not about their bosses literally killing kids. So just remember. They think you're stupid. They think it's funny. But I say if Trump goes down with them, great. I'm serious. Let's just say, okay, Trump, we're coming after you, and we're coming after the Democrats that you obviously have joined. If you just told us how great Bill Clinton is, great. You're like the Viking King. We'll put you all in the same boat together and sell your ass out to sea with the Democrats. And I mean that as an analogy, not literally. We're not going to burn Trump up with you. You're burning yourself up, buddy. But I ain't getting on your Viking ship. I ain't going to be immolated with you. No. I just can't do it, man. I've never sold out to anything in my life, and I ain't selling out to this. But to me, it's not selling out to money or success. All against persecution supporting Trump, which makes me think, well, he must be good. I mean, persecuted. And I know Trump's done a lot of good, but it's that this is the hard road to go after Trump. That's why I must go down it. But through that, every millisecond attacking the Democrats so they can't edit the tape. The Democrats are the enemy. The left's the enemy. Keir Starmer, they're the ones. They're the problem. Why did Trump join them? We're so sad. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.